This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Let me know what the law of first mention is in the Bible. Law's first mention says, if it was stated in the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, then it is stated about the attributes of God throughout the entire Bible, the entire canon of scriptures. God doesn't change. If it's true about him in the beginning, it's true about him in the book of Revelation. It says this in Genesis chapter 1, it says, God created the heavens and the earth. Somebody shout, the heavens and the earth. So what does that tell you? God is a creator. He don't change from that. He's a creator, amen? He's creative. God is not into sameness. He's into creativeness, amen? He's always creating new ways. That's why some people got healed with spit in their eye, and some people got healed when they went down into a pool and got washed. Some people got healed when he touched them. Other people had to go take a bath. He didn't do everything the same way. What he was looking for was simple obedience. And then the creative power of God was released in the people's lives. Amen. The next verse in Genesis says this, and darkness covered the face of the waters, and the earth was without form and void. But watch this. The Spirit of God was moving. That tells you right there that God is moving. His Spirit was moving. Amen. That means this. God is a mobile God. God's on the move. Amen. And if you're going to live with God, then you need to understand that God is always on the move in your life. There's always growth. There's always movement. There's always levels of growth. God's not going to keep you how you are every day. That's why when you first get born again in the kingdom of God, you have a limited revelation of what it means to be a Christian. But after you've been walking with Jesus for a while and you spent some time with the Lord, then how many of you know your revelation gets a little bit deeper? You understand a little bit more about God. Some of the things that when you got saved in your life, they begin to fall off because you get a deeper revelation of what His love is. Come on, is this all right? Is everybody okay? Amen. He's moving. Not only is He going to be creative, He's going to be mobile. In other words, wherever you found Him last year, He probably ain't going to be there this year. Nah, let it just sink in. Just hang on. You go get it. Why? Because He's moved out from there. He is continually doing new things through His Spirit. He's continually moving people in places of revelation, places of healing. He's continually bringing us into new revelation. He's continually bringing us into new wisdom. He's continually bringing us into a new understanding. That's why you go to church, actually, so you can get greater knowledge. How dumb would it be for you to go to church every Sunday and never learn anything and just stay the same? Well, I'm dumb as a box of rocks because God never changes. Come on, is this helping anybody? So that means, how many of you know, if we ever see a God who never changes or never brings us into change, then we're going to be ended up living in a place where we only have partial victories in our life, where we never break through to the next thing. Let me explain what I mean. When God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. I mean, Moses was God's man to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, by his own disobedience and his own anger, Moses actually removed himself from going into the promised land because he disobeyed God. Everybody knows the story, right? He was told to do something, didn't do it, disobeyed God. And God said, that's it. Thank you for getting them this far, but you can't go into the promised land, Moses. Everybody okay? God told him to do one thing one way. Moses did another way. Now he ain't allowed to go into the promised land. Now, well, listen. The devil did not do that to Moses. Devil didn't do it. Moses did that. Moses removed himself from the ability to enter into the promised land by his own actions. And because he removed himself from being able to lead the people into the promised land, then by default, he could no longer be their leader because he couldn't go. Amen? And not because Moses was a bad man. God loved Moses. He's friends with God. God worked through Moses. God used Moses to deliver his people. Amen? But this is the truth. People can never go where the leader can't go. If their leader can't go there, then they can't go there. So Moses had to be removed as the leader in order for the people to be able to head on into the promised land. Is everybody okay? How many of you recognize in this congregation, if you don't pray for me and Kim for any other reason, you ought to pray over us for that reason? Because you can't go where we don't go if you're submitted in this house. You're limited by my limitations. So you ought to pray for me that God gives me divine revelation every day of this week and every day of every week of the year, every week of the month and every month of the year, that God would bless me and bless my wife for divine revelation so that where I can go, you can go. Is everybody all right? How many know the anointing flows down? It don't flow up. It flows down from the head to the beard to the garment. That's why when I pray for people that are over me in my life, I pray that they're blessed. I pray that they're expanded. I pray that their tent pegs are expanded because I want the anointing that's on them to flow down into my life. So that where I'm submitted and where our covering is, it's a blessing to me. And if it's a blessing to me, then it's a blessing to you. Is everybody okay? Now listen, when Moses could not go, it was keeping the people from going. So what are you saying, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying. When there are things in your life that cannot make the trip to your new season, God brings those things in your life to an end. And not because he doesn't love you or he doesn't love Moses, but because there's a greater victory for you in your life if you can get out of Egypt and move into the promise. The things in your life are keeping you from the promise. So those things got to come to an end in order for you to enter into what's next. Is this okay? Is everybody still with me? Amen? So that means that when you and I got issues in our life, when we got issues or we got relationships, we got bad relationships or bad habits, or we got poor memories, we got all kinds of things that we've tried to carry over into our lives from previous seasons. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, they ain't going to make the trip with you. They cannot make the trip with you into your new season. And as long as you hold on to those things, you ain't going into your new season. You're going to be standing right there at the Jordan River looking at the promise across the river, but never getting into the promise because you can't let go of the things in your life that you need to let go of to get you over into your promise. Come on, amen? That's why some of you don't need to be reliving going down memory lane of how it used to be. Because sometimes memory lane will keep you trapped where you are. That stuff ain't in your new day. Your new day's got better things for you. Now listen, you can take the memory of Moses into your promise, but you can't take the memorabilia. You got to leave that stuff behind you. Some of y'all just getting that. It's going to be okay. In other words, God said to the children of Israel, it's not enough for you just to hang out here in the wilderness and have a good enough church when I've intended you to inherit the land and transform the city that you live in. We can have good church all the time, but if we ain't making a dent in the city, then what is the point? Really? I mean, what's the point? Amen? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough for you and I to sit here every week and just have good church service. We've got to take what God's doing in our life and change the community that we live in. God has called us to transform our city. He's called us to transform this community. Isn't that cool? I think that's pretty awesome that God really wants to do that with us. And listen, if that's the mandate on the life of this church, then I believe we shouldn't just settle for just good enough church. We shouldn't settle for just good enough worship, good enough message, good enough, I got down to church on Wednesday night and it was good. No. Come in here passionate for the things of God, and let the Spirit of God process you into the promise. Is everybody okay? Build new things. Create new things in your life so we can launch into the season that God has for this house. And you can launch into the season that God has for your life. So what does that mean? It means this. It means that every promise in your life has a process. Everything you've been promised, still just a promise until you go through the process. And it'll just stay a promise until it manifests in your life. And when a promise manifests in your life, then it becomes a blessing. Everybody say that with me. Every promise has a process. And most people fall in love with the promise. Just, oh, that's great. That's what I'm going to do. God's just going to do big things in my life. Just, woo, look what God has promised me. Promise. They fall in love with the idea of change because they think they can do it all later. And they ain't got to deal with it right now. But nobody never falls in love with the process. Nobody wants to have nothing to do with it. Nobody wants to have anything to do with the transition or the price that I have to pay to inherit the promise. Amen? Why? Because you're going to be the one that's getting processed through it. Just the word process right there sounds painful. Let me give you this. This is just for free. Death is life's process. Death is life's process. In order for something to live, something's got to die. In order for you to, the dinner you ate tonight, in order for you to have eaten that, something had to die. Death is life's process. Amen? How many of you here tonight believe God's got a promise over your life? Raise your hand up high. Say it. I got a promise. Well, if God's got a promise over your life, then you need to realize tonight you got to go through a process for that promise to become a reality. Otherwise, it just stays a promise and not a reality. I want to know if you're in here tonight and you're committed to the promise. Are you committed to the process? Because that's the tough one. If you're not committed to the process, then you don't get the promise. Now listen, the key to understanding this passage is in verse 3. This is what he said. He said, every place the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given you. Every place the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given you. That word literally means this. It means assigned or assignment. Say that with me. Assigned or assignment. That's what that means. It's a bestowment. It's a gift from God that you have to go out and possess. Is everybody okay? In other words, my destiny is just not some kind of a feel-good place. Amen? It's an assignment for my life. If you're here in the house tonight, it's because this was part of the assignment of your life that God brought you here so you could hear this word, because he's processing you into whatever's next in your life. So God has all given us assignments. He's given this house assignment. He's given you assignments for businesses, for ministries, for abilities, for your gifts. You have assignments that God has put on your life. And that means that it's going to require management, and it's going to require wisdom, and it's going to require strategy, and it's going to require diligence. Everybody say diligence. Diligence is a tough one, because everybody wants the assignment, but nobody wants to do what they got to do to get the assignment to manifest. Because secretly, we're all kind of lazy. We want somebody to do it for us, don't we? It's okay. You can say yes. There's no condemnation here. But this is what he said. Every place that your foot treads upon, I have assigned you. I remember sitting in the pastor's office in 1995, and the Lord told me one day this place will be your assignment. Said it just like it'll be your assignment. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know it meant being a pastor. I just thought, well, I'll probably have a job there one day. I had a lot of jobs here, by the way, the last 21 years. Assignment. So here's what I come to say to somebody tonight. When God puts a promise that's out in front of you, when God says to you, I'm going to restore your marriage, then you have to say, okay, God, restore my marriage. That means you got to walk it out. You got to be diligent. You got to work it. You got to love your wife or love your husband when they're unlovable. Because they're your assignment. Is this okay? Amen? When you say, God, this woman or this man is my assignment, you remove the option of divorce. Because they're your assignment. So that means you got to work it. Amen? You take it on as an assignment. When God says, I'm gonna give you a promise, I'm going to get you out of debt, then how many know that means some of us need to cut up our credit cards, because now we have an assignment to get out of debt. You can't just keep spending money that you ain't got going, well, God promised me I'm going to be out of debt. I got my Powerball ticket tonight. All my worries are going to be gone after 9 o'clock. Come on, amen. So when you accept the word of the promise, then you have to accept the assignment that comes along to see the promise manifest in your life. That means you're going to have to manage it. You're going to have to take care of it. You're going to have a strategy for your life. You're going to have to learn how to shut your mouth sometimes. Amen. Yeah, well, sometimes when you got an assignment, you got to bite your tongue. Especially when that assignment is a very beautiful woman right in your face yelling at you, and she's your wife. Because that's your assignment. So you got to manage your assignment. Otherwise, you lose the promise. The promise that's looking at you. Is everybody all right? So if we're going to make a shift, I got to be willing to work the promises. If we're going to make that shift and receive the benefits of our assignment, then we have to position ourselves for the future. Now, here's something I quote around here a lot. You will never change what you're willing to tolerate. If you can live with it, you won't change it. If you put up with it, you ain't going to change it. You'll talk about changing it. I can't live like this no more. But you won't change it. So if you're willing to tolerate it, you'll just talk about change, but you won't change because you're putting up with it. I think I helped about five of you right there. Just come on, amen. Just say that with me. I cannot change what I'm willing to tolerate. That means if you are content to live in debt, then you'll never be debt free. If you're content to have four happy days and three sad days, you'll never have a happy week. Come on, amen. Because you'll never change what you're willing to tolerate. This is why I say this a lot. Some of us don't need a devil. We don't need to have a devil because we do ourselves in. Amen. We keep allowing junk in our life. We keep allowing things in our life. And we keep tolerating these things in our life that are toxic to us, that are poison to us, that are destroying our mindset, that are destroying our promise. And we tolerate it and tolerate it and tolerate it because we don't want to change. We'd rather not go through the trouble of working through the process of change and just put up with the crap that we got to deal with every day. Is that too much truth too fast? Is everybody okay? So here's the deal. If you're going to put up with it, come on somebody, if you're going to complain about it, if you're going to be negative about it, then it's your own fault. You can't complain about what you're willing, what you permit. You can't complain about what you tolerate. Because then that just turns you into a critical, negative person, and you're your own worst enemy. Then you become what James says you were. You deceive yourself into believing something that's not true, and then everything wrong in your life becomes everybody else's fault, and you don't want to take no responsibility for the mess that you're in, that you put yourself in. Is everybody okay? Listen, I know I live this stuff too, man. Don't sit around and complain about your garage being a mess for 3 weeks when you can go out there in 3 hours and clean it up. That garage is always a mess, just a mess, just a mess. That garage is a mess. A month later, that garage is just such a mess. Well, clean it up. Take 3 hours and organize your garage. And then when you do that, you ain't got nothing to complain about. Is this too practical? Come on, amen. We do that in our spiritual life, don't we? Well, I just hate it that I don't know God very well the way they know God down at the church. Well, get your butt up out of the bed 30 minutes early and spend 30 minutes in your Bible. I just hate it that God don't speak to me. Well, when's the last time you prayed? Spend some time in prayer.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.